Dream.
It's Thursday, April 25th, and you're listening to Coffee Break here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. Today's show is being brought to you by E.D. Bullard Company, Cockrell's Auto Center, Flower Depot, Sorrel Home Medical, Van Hook Hardware, Hinton Mills, Ewalt's Grocery, Eastside Pharmacy, and Whalen & Company. Now let's say good morning to our host. It's Doug Miller.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Break. About 37 degrees out there. The sun is out. It's going to be a right nice day, is it not, Reed? Give us a little update on the weather there.
It's most definitely going to be a nice day, Doug.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I mean, it's, it looks like we're 38 now, high of 63, and sunny all day.
Not a bad day at all.
Not at all.
We will take it. Okay. I'll tell you what, folks, in the past, more than once, I have devoted Coffee Break shows to what I called the golden age of Harrison County High School sports. And I'm basically talking about the early to late 60s. And we had basketball and football teams in that era that were noted and rated highest in the state from time to time. And some wonderful, wonderful coaches and players. And a big part of that golden age was the Harrison County football program. And really an interesting story because football at Harrison County High School, it wasn't there for a number of years at all at Harrison County High School. In the early 60s, they started a program. A gentleman who, played football at Cynthiana High School, played at the Center College, and returned home to be a coach. His name was William Ross McKee, and a whole lot of the Harrison County football program is due to his efforts. Just in a number of years, he got some old country boys in a little old county school and had them ranked high, high, high in the state. And I have two individuals on Coffee Break this morning that were a part of that great era of football at Harrison County High School. One at the front end and one kind of at the tail end, I guess. So one's a little bit younger than the other.
Older.
They're trying to decide which one is older right now. But I want to welcome back to Coffee Break, and he was good enough to come and see me before a few months ago with Doug Hampton, but the great Teddy Taylor is with us this morning. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I'm glad that you came in, you know, crawled over the mountains and got in to see us this morning.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. Now, the guy I said it was kind of on the tail end of the greatness.
I'm looking at him.
You're looking at him to the right. One of the quarterbacks of the Harrison County High School football thoroughbreds, Rick Chastain. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Thank you for dragging Teddy in. I didn't know you. This is a surprise for me. I didn't know Teddy was coming with you.
Well, you got to be careful when you invite Teddy to town because people know there'd be a mob out here. Oh, people be standing in line all the way back to the bridge.
Yeah.
They're past the courthouse.
Well, I don't see anybody else here to have a pickup game here today, so why are you guys here?
Well, I invited Teddy, and he's kind enough, and he always has been. We have this alumni association that we formed years ago, and he's the honor class one of our Harrison County Alumni Football Association, and our first class is indisputable with talent. There's no politics. It's just flat-out great high school football players that went on to continue football in some way, which is part of the criteria of our alumni association. And before we start, I don't want to forget this. I want to give due diligence to Dr. Burchett at our high school as our superintendent, the board at Harrison County, because this has been going on for some time, but Betsy McKee is the author of this project. And she called me one day and she said, "Do you think it would be possible that we would acknowledge my brother as the first varsity football coach at Harrison County High School?" And I said, "Well, I don't know why not." He was. It's fact. It's factual. So in several conversations with Betsy's, we pursued, and there was many hurdles to jump through and things that needed to be done. But our thanks again to our superintendent, our board, for allowing us to do that. Now, to be clear, and I want to be perfectly clear, we are not renaming the stadium. We are not renaming the field. We are just acknowledging that Bill McKee was the first varsity football coach at Harrison County High School. there will be a ceremony, of which Teddy will be a part of, on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the athletic complex this Saturday, and we will acknowledge the era of Bill McKee, which was the 10 years he was here. So we had to get some type of permanent acknowledgement of that, and Billy Grayson and the folks at Battle Grove Vicky has been instrumental. We have a likeness of Bill McKee that is pretty good for a plaque.
Really?
And it is 16 by 18. It's been in town for a while. We were going to try to do it during football season, but things kind of got away from us, and we didn't go far enough or have a home game in the district alignment.
Yeah.
So we decided that we would either do it this coming fall in football season. And there was a hiccup there because Babs, Billy Ross's his wife, and Ross, his son, and two grandchildren could not make it in the fall. So we decided right at the end of spring football, which is Friday, this Friday, we would invite Babs. She was coming in, and she's going to have a little ceremony at the cemetery with a spreading of some ashes of Coach McKee up there.
Yeah.
And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have this program. And Jim McKee will be the host of that.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And Teddy will be speaking, Tom McKee and Betsy, and in talking to Jim. This is just about the McKee family. It's and the alumni in appreciation for what he did for many of us during the time that we played for him. So at 2 o'clock this Saturday, we will have the program. It's informal. We're not going to be on the field or on the track. There's a portion of that stadium that we're – the stand has been set this week. The plaque will be mounted today. Mm-hmm. It will be covered, and it will be unveiled at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And probably, to be, in my opinion, in the history of Harrison County football, there is the greatest football player to ever play at that school.
Oh, I agree. You're talking about the gentleman to your left here.
Are we even?
We're even.
I introduced him as such. Well, you know, Teddy, when you were here with Doug talking to me, I was a couple months ago, and that was a hoot, really. I got a lot of feedback on that, Teddy. But when you were here before, we were talking about the genesis of that great football program and the fact that Coach McKee, you know, of course, he was raised out on Cook Pike. He went to Cynthiana High School so he could play football. But he came back from center and decided he was going to make a football program here. And you told the story about really the genesis of that. I mean, he got these old country boys together out of the hayfield and the tobacco patch, and he went down to Banneker and got some athletes, one of which was you. And you talked about a ride that you all took. And he talked about – talk about that again.
Well, he was I think this would have been his second year. Well, anyway, he said, get your phone, Teddy? That's my phone.
Well, cut that thing off, Teddy. You got fans calling you. You can't even be on the radio. It's terrible, I'm telling you. Man.
It's my sister.
Oh, well, tell her.
Hey, Pat, you're going to have to wait.
There you go. I'm sorry, Teddy. Go ahead.
No, he said, Ted, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He said, get in. And we rode around Cynthiana, Harrison County, talking about football players and the football program that he was going to start.
And he's asking you who you think can play.
Yeah, who can play.
Yeah.
And he knows some kids, and I know some, and before you know it, we come up with the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the first year, and I'm trying to go back. I'm going from Ricky backwards, but the quarterbacks that we had on it, the first one was Agnew, wasn't it?
Ronnie Agnew.
And then Mark Fitzgerald.
No, it was Ronnie Agnew, I.V. Owens.
Oh, I.V. I didn't want to forget I.V., yeah.
I think Rick Bell was in there.
Rick Bell was in there. Yeah, Rick Bell was in there.
Rick Bell, man.
Rick Bell is a doctor.
That's right.
Yeah. And then after Rick, it was Mark.
It was Mark.
And then after Mark,
Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor. And then Rick Chastain, right? Isn't that right? You followed Mike Taylor, right? And then Gary Varner was after you. Is that right? Yeah. And then some of the great players, you know, I had Jim Furnish on the radio with me, and we had, well, you know, we lost Blaine recently.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go down and see Blaine, but bad. But, of course, he was a great basketball player in that golden age. But John Talbot last couple of years. We lost him. And, of course, Bill, his brother, was a great back with Ricky Powell.
Ricky Powell.
And then some of the great good night, I'm thinking
Billy
about.
Hatfield was a great.
Billy Hatfield. Yeah. I mean, you know, name some of them, Teddy.
Jerry Ingram.
Jerry Ingram.
Gail King, who recently passed.
Jerry Ingram, the man with no neck.
Mike Grimace is that guy.
That was Mike. Yeah, Mike. Excuse me. Yeah.
I ate lunch with Mike last Friday and his wife. Yeah.
Nice.
We had a great time just talking about football in Cynthia.
But I tell you, it was a great time because everybody, and, you know, I say this with all due respect, we've had a lot of great athletes and great teams. I mean, he's got a son that's got a state championship ring, Ricky does.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, I don't want to discount those, but it was a special time, wasn't it, Ted?
It was. It was the time when the only thing to do was go to a football game on Fridays.
Yeah.
We had Frisch's on one end and the Dairy Queen on the other.
Yeah, and I remember – you know, back when you would come out of the dressing room, you guys, Teddy.
Yep.
Of course, I was about 10 or 11 years old. Right. I looked at you. You guys were heroes to people my age,
really.
But you would come out of the dressing room, and that's when they played the old fight song, the first one we had. You remember that? And the band would be going. And, I mean, it was big. We had a parade every other week, it seemed like.
It seemed like we did.
Yeah. But it was a wonderful time, and it brought the community. You know, we were a together community before that, but it brought us together even more.
It really did. It gave a lot of kids a chance to play sports and be recognized. And we played all over Central Kentucky.
Yeah. It was a different time when Coach McKee, of course, was an excellent X's and O's coach.
He was.
But it was a different time, too, and he was a tough coach. And that was one reason you guys were so good.
Well, he didn't understand the passing game at all, though. You know, that's what a
He didn't have to. We had John
Talbot. Sorry. Establish the run first, right?
Ricky, yes, exactly. Give it to Talbot. Talbot, you follow Teddy.
Now, here's something for you, Doug, and I'm going to show this to Teddy for the first time. But the event that we're having Saturday has been titled, and there's a program that headlines this. It says Coach Bill McKee's final game.
I was there.
And, you're going to have to be there to be in his final game because his final game is going to be Saturday.
Okay.
This is what this is titled.
You got to stay with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was trying to play football in 1972, and I was on the team that was the last team that he coached.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys put us in a terrible position, Teddy and Rick and all those teams before, because what happened was, by the time we came along, you guys had been so good that the schedule was horrible.
Yes.
Listen, we opened up against Boone County. We played Covington Catholic. We played Lafayette there. We had to play Bryan Station twice. We played a school called Louisville Westport, which I think is now part of Ballard.
I believe.
And Bourbon County was our breather. That's when I got my jacket, Teddy. when I got my quarters.
I think we played four of those six teams you just mentioned. Yeah. Beat them all. I don't see what the problem was.
Yeah. No.
Well, let me finish this up. So this is for you, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the Coach McKee's final game, and here's the program cover.
Okay.
The pregame is going to be done by Bill Salin.
Oh, good.
And he's going to do the national anthem, which is appropriate for any sporting event.
Of course.
In the first quarter, Betsy Clyde will be speaking. In the second quarter, William Ross McKee Jr. will be doing a little speech. At halftime, Jimmy Furnish will be addressing the crowd.
Good.
The third quarter will start off with Tom McKee. The fourth quarter will end with Jim McKee. And the post game will be delivered by Teddy Taylor.
Appropriate. Very, very appropriate.
Sounds great.
Just great. You know, I saw Coach McKee the very last time I saw him. He was in town visiting, and I saw him at Bianchi's. And I just happened to walk in. He didn't have anybody with him. I said, Coach, how you doing? And talking to each other. And I said, by the way, Coach, that Scott County championship team, do you have any of your fingers in that? You know, he was pretty. Well, maybe a little. Maybe a little. Rick Chastain, Teddy Taylor, two of the great ones, and as I say, two big roles they both played in what I like to call the golden age of Harrison County sports. When I was a kid around here, these guys were heroes in this area. I'm not kidding you, folks. We'll be right back. Quarter two of Coffee Break right after this.
Are you looking to advance your career? Consider matching your expertise with one of the many career opportunities at Bullard. Bullard is a worldwide manufacturer and distributor of personal protective equipment, including hard hats, fire helmets, thermal imaging, and respiratory equipment. Internationally known as the inventor of the hard hat, Bullard is a fifth-generation family-owned company with headquarters right here in Cynthiana, Kentucky. If you're ready to unleash your potential, join our efforts in making the world a safer place, then join our team at Bullard, where we put the personal in personal protective equipment. Explore our career opportunities at www.bullard.com/careers.
Recovering from the trauma of a car accident is stressful enough. Finding a good repair shop shouldn't make it worse. Cockroach Auto Center on US 27 South has been at the same location since July 1981. And with 10 technicians, you will get your repair work done right the first time in a timely manner. So take the anxiety of repair off your shoulders and allow Cockroach Auto Center certified technicians to return your vehicle to its original condition. Cockroach Auto Center, locally owned and operated since 1981.
Woof woof, arf arf. Honey, can I stop barking and come out of the doghouse now?
Not until you remember what day it is today.
Thursday?
Keep barking. Woof, maybe woof. Next time he'll remember arf, to go to Flower Depot. He could have gotten a fresh bouquet or something from their wonderful selection of country primitive items like Willow Tree Collectibles.
Woof, woof.
Flower Depot has gifts for every occasion.
Arf, arf.
And they're an exclusive dealer of Camille Beckman.
Oh, is it garbage day?
Keep barking.
Woof, arf.
Flower Depot helps you stay out of the doghouse on Main Street in Cynthiana. Online at flowerdepotfloral.com.
Bark.
He's found. Josh Sorrell wants to keep you moving. He figures that if you're moving, you won't rust out. Sorrell Home Medical has many items to aid mobility. Straight canes, quad canes, walkers, rollators, BMWs, wheelchairs, and more. Josh believes that if you can keep moving, you can get her done. Come on into our showroom and check us out. Tell Josh you heard about him on WCYN. Sorrell Home Medical on West Pleasant Street next to the Dollar Store in Cynthiana.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
Honoring Coach Bill McKee on Coffee Break this morning with Rick Chastain. And, you know, if you ever meet Teddy Taylor, he's a nice, quiet, subdued fella. But I've always said, Rick, Teddy has to be the meanest man that ever lived because he played nose guard in the OVC when the OVC was big, big, big and tough, tough, tough. And what'd you weigh, Teddy, about 160 or 70?
250 pounds.
Yeah, Teddy, quit lying on the radio. I tell you what, the guy that got hit by you thought you were 250 pounds.
Let's hit him.
Yeah.
That's the Grantland Rice Bowl when the quarterback handed you the ball.
Well, now Teddy told
Mama
the
Rose
truth.
Say?
She said, this is before Forrest Gump. She said, run, Teddy, run.
Run, Teddy, run. And it was on TV.
It was on
we
TV.
We watched it. And but, you know, Teddy told the story about that, Rick, when he was here before. And but I like, you know, he just took the ball from the handoff is what we say in Harrison County. Teddy just took the handoff.
and let me say this about Teddy, and I want to get back to something here in a minute. But when my mother – has always loved you, always.
Mama Rose.
And if I walk in the house and say, Teddy Taylor, it's unbelievable the look that you'll get on her face.
That's wonderful.
You mean a lot to her. And I thank
she
you for that.
A lot to me.
Teddy,
you know, what I told Teddy when he was here last time, Rick, as we know, no better way of putting it than this, Teddy didn't have a lot when he was a kid at all. And
oh, he's rich and famous.
Now he's rich and famous. But, you know, as he was right. In high school, he was the king of the hill. But he never did let it go to his head. He's the same Teddy he was when he was 15 years old, isn't he?
Isn't that a great thing?
It's a great thing, yeah, it Teddy, is. That you handle it the way you did.
Well,
really.
You're supposed to handle it that way.
Well, and that's the reason you're a mentor to a lot of younger
I
men.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
They need to emulate how you handle it.
We need role models like Teddy everywhere today, especially today.
Yeah.
I mean, when Teddy was a senior, there were those of us who were sophomores that were on the team, and we held dummies.
Story.
Did you ever hold a dummy for Teddy, Rick?
I don't think I held it for him. He displaced it from my hand several times. But
that was awful with those dummies that were shaped like a half moon.
Now, see, but we have this spring game, and I'm fortunate enough to be on Teddy's team. Mm-hmm. So I'm the quarterback on Teddy's team offensively, and then I'm going to play safety on defense. So I go to Teddy once they establish who the teams are, and I said, Teddy, we're in trouble. And he said, why are we in trouble? And I said, because when John Talbot gets in the slot, it's right three deep. I cannot run with him. So every time John Talbot gets in the slot, I'm going to start backing up, but I cannot run with him. It's kind of like the movie. You know, the movie when I can't run with John Talbot. So Teddy said, don't worry about it. I said, Teddy, I can't. He said, don't worry about it. Well, Mike Taylor was the quarterback.
Left-hander, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah, and left-handed. John Talbot gets in the slot four times. Four times he throws right three deep. John Talbot's the only one deep. Yeah. And Teddy hits Mike Taylor all four times. He throws the ball, and he's throwing these ducks that are just wobbling. And I was fortunate I was fortunate enough to catch all four of them. And Teddy said, I told you, boy. I told you, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's a true story.
You know, and the thing – what you were talking about a moment ago, some of the things that Teddy did on the football field were just nothing less than magical. I mean, really. I mean, every now and then Teddy would come up with something and say, how'd he do that?
You know? How'd you do that?
Yeah, how'd he do that? I've got a text here I'm looking for, gentlemen, that somebody has. Here we go. I need my specs, Rick. Let's see here. Okay. Did Rick or Teddy play in the Harrison County game? Oh, I was going to ask about this. I talked about this not too long ago. Don Gullett died recently, okay? And I remember when I was a kid.
McHale.
Yeah. Well, McHale High School. And he was a tremendous athlete all the way around. Now, that was when you were playing, Teddy, right?
No,
that's when you played, Rick.
That's
yeah.
when Rick played.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, I think Don showed how good he was against us, didn't he, Rick? I mean, did we beat them or not? Did we beat them?
Are you really asking me that question?
Well, Rick, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You hit him on the head.
Yeah, well, Ricky, you know, Ricky. When Jim Furnish was on, I wasn't allowed to talk about Hoptown. So, no, we'll get away from that. But, no, that's what the text is about, wondering if you all played against
That was in
Don
1966
Gullett.
On yeah. the Hilltop. It was a close game. There was a guy named Don Gullett and Timberlake from McHale. They were great prep athletes.
And we had never heard of McHale.
And Gullett ran with his knees high. And when you try to tackle him, his knee would be in your face. And, you know, we didn't have those cages, Teddy. And of course, I never tackled anybody, you know. But I got to watch him run. But he ran with his knees high and was very powerful. But Harrison County did win that game in 1966 on the Hilltop. As a matter of fact.
That was a big deal, too,
now,
to beat them.
See, Teddy is renowned in a lot of ways. But I can honestly say, as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, I never lost a game at Harrison County on the Hilltop. Did you?
Never.
No.
Okay.
That's something. You know, it really is because y'all play some good teams.
We played some.
Never lost to Bourbon County.
That's right.
Never lost to Bryan Station.
That's right.
Never lost to Clark County.
Nope.
Never lost to Franklin County.
Nope. Paris.
Nope.
Mount Sterling.
We quit playing them. Yeah. Yes. Mount Sterling was the old team, but
a lot of teams quit playing us by the time we got into the mid-60s. They wouldn't play us, Rick.
Well, that's 3 years into Bill McKee's era.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Varsity era. But there was something about up there, you're not going to lose up there. And when Jim Furnish and Teddy's class graduated, of course, Teddy couldn't come back because he was still playing, but a lot of those people that were on that team, they would come by and say, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. It was like, if you
do. Defense crowd.
Yeah, but, I mean, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were bad days, and Thursday was a kind of a walkthrough, if you call it a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after you hit each other, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you were so mad. And when you got a different color.
Yeah.
It was good.
I mean, I lost three varsity football games in 3 years.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It really is.
It really is.
Or we did.
Yeah, yeah. The whole time you played, you lost three games, Rick. And that's
I got a Leroy Whitehead story to tell.
Well, let's hear it.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
We were, it was after, at the end of practice, and we were running sprints, and then Coach McKee said, well, let's do this. He'd come up with some kind of extra conditioning. And I remember Leroy Whitehead saying, boy, that's dumb. That ain't going to score no touchdowns for us. And, of course, we ran some more because of Leroy.
All because of Leroy.
All because of Leroy.
You know, there's some great stories about Coach McKee and your teams as far as the football acumen went, but there was another side, too. There was a lot of fun to that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was never better memorialized, and Rick knows what I'm talking about, than when a buddy would do his bit at the Lions Club after we'd have the auctions each year. Rick, you remember
Collins.
Buddy Collins would do that, and he was talking about a lot of the sideline stuff that happened during the day.
He
we
was
were
a
rolling in the floors.
Player.
Okay, but we were rolling in the floors, weren't we, Rick? Yeah.
But I mean, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday weren't fun. They were fun?
No.
I don't think Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were fun at all.
And you all practiced on the field you played on, and it was tore up all the time.
All
it,
the
Rick?
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocks.
Glass.
Glass, dust.
For a while, when you started playing, you had cinders out there too, didn't you, Teddy? The old track was cinders. Like you remember, and Bryan Station had a cinder track.
Yeah.
And those cinders would get on the football field a lot of times. Yeah.
God.
You know, we were talking about John Talbot a moment ago. I saw him not too long before he died, Teddy, over at one of the stores here. And, you know, John looked pretty good. And I said, John, you look like you could still do it. You know how John was? He looked at me and says, looks are deceiving. But I remember, you know, John had a tendency. He could be an angry young man when he was in high school. And the story always was, if Talbot gets out of line, Teddy can handle him. And that was the truth.
We were friends.
You were good friends.
We were good friends.
But here's what I remember, and Ricky, you'll remember this. Teddy and Talbot both made, we had the All-Star game then.
Yep.
And they played it at Old Stoll Field. Yeah. And Talbot ran all over the place, and Teddy did his thing, and they gave the MVPs to Stan Forreston because he was at Henry Clay and going to UK, and to Page, Greg Page ended up, unfortunately, getting paralyzed, I think,
he
on
did.
The football field. But people came home from Harrison to Harrison. You talk about a mad bunch of people because they didn't get that. They deserved it.
And that was a good game.
Yeah.
The Recreation Bowl was like that sometimes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, the
whoever the UK
like
signee was going to be Mr. Football. Yeah. But we can tell a lot of stories, and some Teddy and I can't tell in here, but Bill McKee had a way of knowing a little bit more about you than you knew about yourself at the time as a young person going through a developmental stage in your life. And I think he would challenge you, and I'm not sure that those challenging ways would go today very far, but he would convince you that you could do more and you could give more than what you were giving and what you could do. And if you think about a school of our size, when we played the Lexington schools, Lafayette and Bryan Station, Clark County is a very large school today.
At the time, Lafayette was the biggest school in the state, wasn't
it? Was.
Yeah.
And that's the old county school in Fayette County. But
yet they still played double-A ball. I never did understand that. I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
But we didn't have platoons. We didn't have a defensive team. We didn't have an offensive team. We didn't have a specific specialty team.
No, we didn't.
But people played both ways. And I think that there's been some people in this town from years gone by. We didn't have, you know, a weight room, and we didn't have all types of things that they have today. But you went to the farm if you wanted to have a few dollars, and you threw hay. And then when it got to be tobacco season, you climbed up in the rails and went to the field. And
you'd go up in the summer, you guys, and well, we did it too. We'd have morning practice in the summer. Then most of us would go to the hay field or the tobacco patch or something and come back for evening practice.
And the conditioning was, you know, you were summer strong.
Yeah.
And summer strong meant you threw hay and you handled that tobacco.
Yeah. Did it all.
You did it all.
That was weightlifting. That was your conditioning.
That was weightlifting. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
You're amazing. You're truly amazing.
You're amazing.
We're going to have a huddle in a minute. You know, in the huddle, only the quarterback can talk.
Yeah. So Teddy has to listen.
No. There's a quarterback. He's gonna. I'm gonna give you something on him and just let him talk if we can.
Oh really? There's the teaser. There's the teaser, folks. Halftime on coffee break. We're honoring and talking about Coach Bill McKee, and I'll have Rick one more time give the who, what, when of the of the event that we're having in honor of Coach Billy Ross McKee, William Ross McKee. Harrison County football coach and effectuator of a lot of young lives that grew up to be good men. Coffee break, halftime.
Van Hook Hardware on Pike Street has a large selection of hardware items. Van Hook's is your UPS service center. Ship UPS free with UPS drop-off. Like Van Hook Hardware on Facebook for the latest updates.
Check out these bargains of the month while supplies last or until the end of the month. 5,000 square foot of weed and feed from Green Thumb, $17.99. A 16-pack of AAA or AA Duracell batteries, $14.99. 2 cubic feet of Miracle Grow potting mix, $9.99 after mail-in rebate. An extra large zero-gravity chair, $49.99. 3x50 feet black landscape fabric, $5.99. A 50-foot zero-G garden hose, $35.99. 5.5 pounds of garden weed preventer, $13.99. And a tin patterned hose nozzle, $7.99. Those bargains and a whole lot more at Van Hook Hardware in downtown Cynthiana.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
Come and listen to my story about the boys named Clough. They grew up fast, they grew up tough. Then one day Harm said to his heirs, it's time to take over the little store at Lair. Ewald's Grocery, that is, Carhartt coats, pocket tees. Well, the next thing you know, there's clothes everywhere. The kinfolk said, sell boots, we'll buy a pair. Ewalt's for all the family, cause they loaded up the store with everything you need. Clothing, that is. Carhartt, Mossy Oak. For the best selection of Carhartt clothes, there is no doubt. It's Ewalt's Grocery on 27 South. Just past the fairground at the bottom of the hill. Tell them I sent you and get a good deal. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to the boys out at Lair. They'd like to thank you folks for kindly shopping there. You're all invited back at any time you know, just to hear them say, have a good one, bro. Ewalt's, set a spell, try some boots on. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Ewalt's Grocery at Lair Station has the biggest names in footwear. Carhartt, Georgia, Muck, Timberland, John Deere, and Irish Setter.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming coffee break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the coffee break page on our website at WCYN.com.
I tell you what, taking me back to my youth when I used to, they were heroes, the great stars at Harrison County High School in what I call the golden age of sports, football and basketball. Today it's about football, primarily Coach Bill McKee and an event coming up for that. First of all, the Steve Buzz Magazine time is 8:33 a.m. If you have a question or comment for our guest Rick Chasteen and Teddy Taylor, I put the great in front of your name, Teddy. I say the great Teddy Taylor, Rick, just Rick.
Oh, yeah. Is that all right? My sister's there.
Yeah. Knuplaw text
good.
Line.
That's good. Team player.
855-650-4851 if you have a question or comment. Ed, tomorrow at about 5 or 10 till 10, we'll sell. Our deal of the week item has been on the auction block all week. It is, in fact, from Amerson Farms. It's a Case knife, a Case white synthetic rough jig peanut stars and stripes knife. Go to WCYN.com, click on deal of the week, and you will see the knife right now. High bid $55. If you bought it new, it's $70. Get on after that. And I think that is all we have for halftime. We have a text here, gentlemen. Hold on a second here. Let me find that. Rick, would you mind once again, while I'm trying to find this text, tell people the who, what, and when of the event?
Sure, be glad to.
Yeah, thank you.
It's this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Harrison County Athletic Complex. The Harrison County Football Alumni Association, along with the 24 Harrison County Thoroughbred football team, will be acknowledging Bill McKee as the first varsity football coach at Harrison County High School. We have a program lined up. We have a special plaque that will be unveiled after the 2 o'clock program that will be there for eternity, and just some of the memories of our first varsity football coach and the influence that he had on the lives of those in that decade that he was here as a coach, and it continues to this day.
You know, no less than Rick Arnold, a physician. I was talking to Rick one time, and he quoted Bill McKee. I mean, really, that's the kind of effect he had on young men. And you gentlemen have drawn another text here, okay? I don't know what this is about, Rick. But it says, ask Ricky to share the story of the muddy game with the clean-jerseyed sub. Do you know what that's about, Rick?
I certainly do, and Teddy does too, and we're not going to talk about it because there's language in that story that can't be. I can give you the Reader's Digest, maybe. You want to do the Reader's Digest?
Well, Rick, tell the story. We'll put it on Sirius where they pay and play and say anything. Go ahead.
This is in the infancy of the program, and Harrison County has a chance to win their first district title in football, and we have to go to Newport, and this is before I played, but Teddy's involved in this, and you think I should say the name there?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
okay. So Harrison County has an injury that is hard to replace, and Gilbert Stanfield has to leave the game. I think he went to the hospital, didn't he, Teddy?
He did.
So we have to put in a sub. And, we talked about people didn't play, We didn't platoon. You played both ways. So we have a totally white pair of pants, a white jersey, and a white helmet with two horseshoes on it that is impeccably clean in the mud at Newport. So with that, the injury, we insert the substitute, and Harrison County is ahead, and lo and behold, they find this person, and they go down the field. Newport does and scores. So Harrison County gets the ball. They're unable to move it. We have to punt the ball, and Newport's on the move again. And in the first series, we called timeout, and we flipped a linebacker in this particular white jersey to the short side of the field. But as Bill McKee would so notoriously tell the story, he said the quarterback, and once they found this white jersey, they didn't huddle. And by flipping this person to the short side of the field, the quarterback would just say, there he is, and they would run left. And then they'd say, there he is, and they would run right. So this kept happening, and finally Harrison kind of uses their last timeout. It's late in the game, and Coach McKee calls this particular student-athlete over, and he says, you need to understand the gravity of the situation here. If we can stop them right here, if we can hold them, we are going to win the district for the first time in school history. There will be fire trucks out at the Joe B. Hall Bridge. People will come from far and near to greet us when we come home. Stanley Fizer, the band director, knows where this play is coming.
A good man.
Yes, a real good man. But yes, Stanley Fizer knows where this play is coming. Everybody at home on the radio knows where this play is coming. He said, for God's sake, can you stop him? And he said, nope. Touchdown.
He said, hell no, I can't stop.
Hell no, we didn't stop.
Touchdown, stop Newport. You've got to wait to get that first district title. Now, that's just the Reader's Digest, if you will, of that story.
How many people did you all play with that could do a pretty good impression of Bill McKee?
All of us.
All of them. Yeah, everybody did it, didn't they? Everybody did it.
His famous three words, suck it up.
Suck it up. Suck it up, Taylor.
Oh, that ain't hurt.
Yeah. Talk about Gilbert Stanfield. That was a different era, too, in players. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that people that play the game are soft now. I'm saying that we used to be stupid. Because, Teddy, you guys would go out there with broken arms and legs. You talk about Gilbert Stanfield, I'm surprised they even got him to go to the hospital.
Me too. Yeah. Tough guy.
Oh, real tough.
We had some tough.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Gilbert died in a helicopter crash serving our country, of all things. Yeah.
All things.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, his little brother, Ray, wasn't bad actor here himself.
Remember his brother, Huey?
Yeah, Big Huey. Huey. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good family.
It really was a good family. And again, Teddy, unfortunately, a family that didn't have a lot.
That's right.
But they were still good people.
Absolutely.
Well, it was Teddy's senior year that the first booster club was formed. It was called the Thoroughbred Club.
Oh, yeah?
And the Thoroughbred Club, back in the day, you could do this. You couldn't do it today, certainly, with prevailing wage and bidding everything out. But During practices in August, there were a group of men in the Thoroughbred Club that added on to Ingalls Stadium and built two adjacent seating areas to the concrete, and they rebuilt the concession stand and did concessions. And when we would go on the road, and you know, there wasn't too many places like McDonald's around then, but we would stop and they would pack something for us to eat after the game on the way home on the bus.
We did. Yeah.
So the first booster club, I think, I'm pretty sure, was formed, and they were up there hammering and laying block and brick and putting up bleachers while we were practicing in August.
You know, it was a great group of men.
Yes, it was.
You know, you mentioned Ingalls Stadium. Of course, I was, you know, you're sad to see that old iconic stadium torn down. Yeah. That's the stadium that was built for Cynthiana High School, really, to play on Lawson Field. And in the day when you all were around and me, it was dual purpose. They used it for the bathhouse for the swimming pool during the summer, remember? But if you went in the door, Harrison County's locker room was to the left. The visitors' locker room was to the right. The visitors' locker room wasn't too much. And you know what it was like in there? Well, somebody asked me not too long ago, says, well, I guess that old stadium was getting run down, what have you, inside. And I said, well, I ain't been in there in a few years, but in the 1960s, it was run down then. But I was glad to see that they put a new stadium up with Ingalls Stadium on it. So was I.
Well, you know, the Lawson Field was the football field, the track, and the baseball field.
That's right.
All at the same time.
At the same time, well.
Who was the baseball coach in the 60s?
Jerry Jenkins.
Jerry was.
During the time that I was there.
Jerry.
He coached basketball and baseball.
Yeah. And it was kind of a shame when you all were in school, especially for Rick, because Rick was a great baseball player, too, a catcher. You know, if you're a catcher, you get to play with Teddy, right? No, Rick was a good baseball player. And he's got a brother that, a cousin that, as we all know, Doug Golden Glover. And I'm going to tell you, Rick won't say this, but when they were in high school, Rick was every bit the baseball player that his cousin was. But baseball in high school wasn't a very big thing then, was it, Rick?
No.
It wasn't at all.
As a matter of fact,
it's what the football and basketball players did in the summer.
This is Bill McKee, vintage Bill McKee. After the basketball district or regional, whenever the basketball team would lose or even advance to Rupp Arena. I don't think it was Rupp Arena at the time, but when spring football came around, you had to attend spring football for 2 weeks before you ever played baseball, and the baseball team didn't get to use the baseball field. The football team did for spring practice, and the REA grounds were down Standpipe Hill.
Yeah.
If you were a baseball player, you got to take off your football helmet and your shoulder pads.
Good night.
Run down the hill, take 10 swings, run back up the hill, put your shoulder pads and helmet back on, and you practice football before you ever played baseball. That's how football dominated in the Bill McKee era.
Yeah. Teddy, you know, of course, really, to say you're a fantastic athlete's an understatement. Did you ever try to play anything besides football, Teddy?
I couldn't play anything but football.
You remember they got the bright idea of putting John Talbot on the basketball team one time, and I think he had 4 fouls in 2 minutes. Really, he just flat run over. You remember that?
I remember that.
Did you ever try to play any basketball?
No. Jock Southern said, nope, you're taking up a uniform and we don't need you.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, you mentioned Jock. Guys, we're getting old. You know, McKee's gone. Jock's gone.
That's right.
Teddy, some of the guys you
played.
Jim Way.
Oh, Buckvest.
Buckvest.
Buff Adams.
In my era, Bill Nichols was one of my coaches. Bill. And, boy, you talk about Jim Way and Bill Nichols. Them's two of the best guys that ever walked the face of the earth.
They were.
They really were.
And, of course, just good. You know, we talk about good people. It was good people that surrounded that football team and the basketball team.
Yeah.
It was, and the track team. John was excellent in track.
This community literally nurtured you guys.
They did.
Really, they did. And, you know, when I went to Eastern, I told the story when Teddy was here. A good buddy of mine that I met at Eastern is a fellow named Eddie Michael, and you knew Eddie. He coached from Louisa. And I was walking across campus one day and run into Teddy, and I had those guys with me. Teddy, you know, knew me. He said, I think you said, "Hey, Little Miller," or something like that. Hey, Little Miller.
Little Fargo.
We walked away. And those guys said, "You know Teddy Taylor? You know Teddy Taylor?" And I said, "Yeah, I know Teddy." Coffee break, fourth quarter. Guys, I'm going to turn you two loose in the fourth quarter and shut up myself because you lived it, okay? And, man, what a hoot it had to be to wear the white and maroon helmet with the horseshoe on it. Yeah, we didn't have any gold in those days. I think that was part of the school colors, but the Harrison County football team was maroon, white, fight, fight, and that was it.
Right.
And they knew what it was like to wear those uniforms, and we're going to let them tell you more about that. And Coach Bill McKee after this on Coffee Break.
Are you searching for a reliable pharmacy? Eastside Pharmacy is here for you. Proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy since 1974. At Eastside Pharmacy, your health is our priority. Our friendly and knowledgeable team of pharmacists is dedicated to providing personalized care and exceptional service to each and every customer. Need a prescription filled? Count on us for fast and efficient service. We offer convenient online prescription refills and hassle-free transfers from other pharmacies. We're here to make your life easier. As a Health Mart pharmacy, we bring you a wide range of high-quality products. From prescription medications to over-the-counter remedies and health and wellness essentials, we've got you covered. So whether you need a prescription-filled health advice or a friendly smile, Eastside Pharmacy is here for you. We're proud to serve you.
Sell your house, they'll sell your farm and help you buy one too. Don't you see they've been around since 1953? They'll insure your house, they'll insure your farm and all your properties. Oh yeah, don't you see it's Whalen and Company. It's Whalen and Company.
Whalen & Company has a great home for sale located at 401 West 4th Street in Corbin, Kentucky. This lovely home has been fully updated and features three bedrooms as well as three baths. For more information, phone Allison Barnes at 859-234-5454. That's Whalen & Company, 859-234-5454.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
I remember when I was in junior high and in grade school in Harrison County, every Saturday morning, I think it came from the old Gordon and Smith men's store down here on the corner, they would have the Coach McKee show.
The
round table, and you guys would often be on there every morning.
You could come
every
by,
Saturday morning.
Walk by and get on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's two things. I said I was going to turn you guys loose. We've got Rick, Teddy. Will you all come back and do this again sometime?
We'll have to.
Really? We'll just talk about anything.
Fun.
Yeah, let's find a little little period music. Find something by the Four Tops or the Temps or somebody like that. You know,
we'll sing.
Let's take these guys.
We won't.
Ball players back
That's
to their
right.
day. I've got two things I was going to ask you to talk about. One, the one and only Jimmy Whitaker called in with a question or topic, and Ed just relayed that to you, Teddy. Would you please? Talk about that. I didn't hear it myself.
Jimmy and
hello, Jimmy, by the way. Yeah,
hello, Jim.
I hope you're doing well. Yeah, go ahead.
Jimmy and Jock Southern was holding the chains, and Stanley Old come
Patton.
Stanley Old Patton, God, what a tough guy. And anyway,
Clark County, yeah,
and they're holding the chains. So I hit Stanley Old, drove him into the chains, and it bent the marker.
Really?
The first down chain marker?
First down chain
wow.
marker.
Yeah.
Bennett.
There's a famous football up there in the trophy case that's where Clark County, Harrison County game. That was one of the linchpin games, I think, that took us into the big time.
You
were in that game, Teddy, weren't you?
I was in that game.
Yeah. If anybody, you know, a lot of the young kids see that old football up there with that score on it, man, well, big deal. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. That was a big game.
Is that 64?
That was 60.
Three, it was four. Yeah,
I think it was.
It was
64.
And
yeah.
Clark County had a great team.
Oh yeah.
We went up there and
took care of business.
We did.
TCB
hit them in the nose.
Them old country boys put it on them.
Put it on them old country boys, and they always had athletes at Clark County.
Oh goodness, yes,
Buzz Burnham.
Still do. Buzz Burnham, yeah. Hey, you got a text here, gentlemen. Textor says. Do either of those guys know the Coach McKee catching his jacket on fire story, and the Cotton Corral Tommy Preston airplane? You know, I actually heard Coach McKee say this when he came back and he says, "Well, the first thing you got to do is get the media on your side." Yeah. So he made Preston a coach. And Tommy was up there in coach's gear and everything else, wasn't he, Teddy?
That's right.
That wrapped up the Democrat. We never had a bad. Never had a bad story.
Not too many bad ones to write, was
it? No, unfortunately. Yeah, fortunately, really there wasn't. Talk about that. Coach McKee catching his jacket on fire and the Cotton Corral Tommy Preston airplane story.
Well, the catch his jacket on fire is, you know.
For those that you don't know, Preston was the owner and editor of the Democrat at the time. Go ahead, Vic. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But Bill McKee would walk the sidelines, and, I mean, he had a coat in town and of the era, but. I don't think smoking was allowed on the field. I'm sure it wasn't, but McKee would have his Pall Malls, and he'd light one up when he got tough, and when the official got near him, he'd put it in his pocket, and I think he forgot about it, and it didn't take long to ignite, so I think that's the case there.
That's the case.
The other one, there's two cases with Tommy Preston flying Bill McKee, but the one probably that's referred to here is when McKee took Tommy Dixon down to Alabama, and McKee inquired with the Bears, did he have anything for him? The Bears said, "I'm not recruiting you. I'm recruiting Tommy Dixon." So,
and they took Dixon to meet the Bear, and they left him at the airport,
The Bear didn't have anything for him. I'd like to do this.
You all do whatever you want to. You got about six. You know, Rick, the retail. Go ahead.
There are certain things that are just etiquette and standards in football, and one of those was is that when the quarterback got the play and came into the huddle, nobody spoke.
Yep.
And heads up, eyes forward, and you try to convey with some confidence whatever play you were going to run, that it was going to be a successful play of 4 yards or more, which would keep you moving the chains. There is little doubt that although Teddy never played quarterback, he did kick. He was our kicker. He kicked off, and as a matter of fact, a lot of people, there wasn't the option to defer. You either received or you kicked. We would oftentimes win the toss, and we elected to go on defense first. Is that not true?
We do.
And defense kind of set the tone, and I think McKee wanted the opposing team to know, we're going to light you up. You're going to get hit. So, Teddy would kick off. If the ball goes into the end zone, it's dead in high school. You bring it off the 20-yard line. You got 80 yards to go. The chances of going 80 yards anywhere is tough. But McKee would choose to go on offense. But in this case, Teddy, I'm going to ask you to do something. We haven't prepped this, have we?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what's coming, do you?
I don't.
Are you nervous?
No.
I don't think you are either. But anyway, Teddy set a tone by being in the huddle, whether he was calling the play or executing the play, and people respected him so much. And Teddy has gone on to do things that a lot of us haven't done. A lot of us just were good, decent high school prep football players. And Teddy played at a level for another gentleman that is an icon in more ways than one in Roy Kidd.
Roy Kidd.
But during your time, Teddy, did you look at the leadership role, or did you understand the leadership role? I know you didn't. You just did it by example.
I understood it. I understood what Coach McKee was trying to do, and having a winning football program for a little town like Cynthiana was important to me. And then it became important to us as players. And then once the players buy in, then if you're winning, then the fans buy in. And we've had a first-class band and then they bought in. And then the newspapers started coming in and writing stories about us. And we go to Eastern to see if I was, if they would give me a scholarship. So Coach McKee says, listen, when you get in there, you know how he would talk. Hey, listen, when we get in there with Roy, you tell him you weigh 225 pounds. And he denied that he said that, but it's a true story. Yeah, he said it. So Coach Kidd says, Ted, how much do you weigh? I stuck my little chest out and said, 225 pounds. He said, shit, you don't weigh no 225 pounds. 180?
Maybe. Yeah. Now, this program's about to wrap up, and I think we're going to honor Coach McKee.
Good.
No one could do it better, and you're going to give the post-game talk about that, and I'm sure you'll say some very eloquent things, but did you realize at the time the influence that that man had on your life?
I did. It didn't take me long to realize that as a poor kid, I had a chance to change my life. And if I changed my life, then somebody, some little kid would look and maybe they'd change their life. And I've told kids that I've coached at Eastern, at Pineville, about life-changing, football being a life changer, how to make your life better. You learn how to work hard, be a good teammate, be a good citizen.
And when you look at some of your teammates, I think that because some of the people were in the trenches that you were in, the relationships that you have with classmates is one thing, and I know that in your class that you're loved by many.
And I love them.
And they all say that, but when you look at your teammates with the Jim Furnish and the John Talbots and the Mike Taylors and the Jerry Ingrams and Danny Pierce and those people, there's a special bond there because they did what you did.
That's exactly right. And we went through the same trials and tribulations, the hard work, the sweat. We bled some on that field up there. Yeah,
sure did. When you get as a part of this program on Saturday, you're going to have to search for any words to talk about Bill McKee and what he's meant in your life.
Oh, no, not at all.
They just come out kind of heartfelt, don't
That's
they?
That's right. And I've told the guys that I've coached and my students in classrooms about how people can influence your life and change your whole. One minute you're the poor kid, and the next minute you're playing football and just having a great time in your life.
And I've contended this because Billy Ross McKee said this to me one time after my playing days, that high school football has a way to influence a community and a school differently than any other program because it's only on Friday night.
That's exactly right.
And when you look at some of the things that you've said, the players, the coaches, their immediate families, the cheerleaders, the band, which is really important.
That's right.
The community.
The teachers.
I mean, when you can put 5,000 on the hilltop in a night, it's hard to get that in a baseball game or a basketball game because you only get to do it one time a week.
One time. And, you know, when you talk about state championships, you can just go to Mac Whitaker, and he knows how to do it.
I'd like to say this in closing, Doug, and I know you got the four tops on there. You hear that, don't you?
I'll let you guys go long. They're going to get mad at me, but you guys can go long today, okay? I don't think the sponsors will mind here in Teddy.
Good. Thank you, sponsors.
And I would just like to say this personally as someone who's hosted this program. I think Bill McKee was a big part of my life and did things that I emulate today.
So did I.
And for this little guy right here, I remember riding on the bus and the things that you did for me. I think I realized it at the time. I continue to realize it today. And I can honestly say I love Teddy Taylor.
Thank you.
As we all do. Rick, please, one more time, the event, who, what, where?
This Saturday, the 27th, 2 p.m. on the Hilltop at the Athletic Complex. It'll be a program honoring Bill McKee as the first high school varsity football coach at Harrison County. All are welcome, and I wish to invite everyone.
Gentlemen, please come back and do the show with me again sometime. Will you do that, Teddy?
I will. I'll
Rick,
be glad to.
Please, really.
I'll do what Teddy tells me to do.
Teddy, make
come
him do it.
Do the show.
Yes, sir.
Folks, hey, it's always been great living on the air.
Hello, my sisters. Miss Willis, Mama Rose.
Mama Rose. Gotta say hi to Mama Rose.
That's right.
The views and opinions expressed during today's show have been those of the guest and host and are not necessarily those of the WCYN staff, management, or advertisers.